the World War II history of the Ryukyus and Taiwan. Chapter 66, United States Defense of Taiwan Responsibility Report. The above chapter title is a sample of the way that the chapters in this book are organized. Let us make the following observations. First, there's a chapter title. The chapter for this chapter is the World War II history of the Ryukyus in Taiwan. Now, this title represents a theme which is discussed in the chapter. It is not intended to represent or be indicative of the exclusive content in the chapter. It is in many ways only a point of reference, and it is very much true that the content of many chapters will cover much additional information, tangential information, some information which seems at the time to be unrelated with many digressions. The essential problem which the authors confronted in organizing this material was the following. As stated by a prominent researcher in a think tank in the United States some years ago, when she was approached by a reporter from an international online news blog that often discussed various legal and political events in Southeast Asia, in response to his question about why is it that I don't find any discussion in your research about the events of the 1940s and the early 1950s in relation to Taiwan? And she replied, she said, that period is very contentious and very hotly debated, so I have not dealt with that. I begin my commentary in the mid to late 1960s. So, here's the problem. An understanding of Taiwan's current situation must be based on the development of all the events in the 1940s and early 1950s, which is when the post-World War II treaties came into force. But the historical events of that period, I mean, as far as they go, the scholars who deal with the subject of Taiwan typically are in the same frame of mind as this this lady who worked in the think tank in Washington, D.C., is that they don't know how to interpret the events of the 1940s and 1950s, including what happened during World War II in the Pacific. They don't know how to interpret those events, and they don't know the legal significance of various events that occurred. So that is the problem. What the authors are attempting to do in this volume is to explain the underlying fundamentals of Taiwan's situation in the world today. And so we need to deal with this crucial period of the 1940s through the early 1950s. Now, that being said, we're faced with the choice of whether we just list all this information out in a very dry sort of manner, in which case it will be very lengthy and it'll also be very boring, and probably most people, even those who are interested in Taiwan, won't be able to read through it without falling asleep. So we have adopted a different approach which admittedly is very, very unusual in the field of scholarly research, especially as regards the topic of something as serious as United States' responsibility for the defense of Taiwan. And that is, we have developed a series of historical narratives, and we are placing these. Each one of these is placed in a particular city in the world, and each one is a separate unit where the moderators are in a classroom environment, and there is a large group of students, and they're discussing these various points. And we believe that by presenting the information in this fashion, it's very much possible to make the discussions and the presentation of the information very lively and interesting, so that the reader doesn't immediately become bored to death. So this is the way we've presented the information that we need to present. Now, some objections will be heard. Some people will say, well, looking through the first few chapters, I see the discussion of such topics as the British surrender in Singapore in World War II, the Norman conquest of England, of course, a discussion of the surrender of German troops in Germany and the Allies' occupation of Germany. I see discussion of the Battle of Okinawa, and I see discussion of all these other things which appear to me have no relationship to Taiwan whatsoever. So again, the authors point out that this is the common perception, but this perception is wrong. All of these events and all of this information has a direct bearing on our understanding of the situation of Taiwan in the, well, we can say during the last 100 and so many years, I mean, from the 1890s to the present, but especially in regard to the period of the 1940s and early 1950s. All of this information is relevant. And that's the problem. There's so much information that is relevant. And without understanding this information, you cannot understand Taiwan's situation. So how is this to be presented in some format that the reader can deal with? We believe that there are several novelists at the present time who are writing the so-called historical thrillers and legal thrillers and things like this, and the presentation in those books is very good, and it keeps the reader's attention. Now, if the authors of those volumes were to just write out the historical and or legal details in outline form, it would probably be 10 or 15 pages, and most people would not have the patience to read through it. But by developing it into the form of sort of a historical narrative or a legal narrative of that kind, it's much more readable. So we don't claim to have the ability to write that high level of prose, but we try to do something similar or something in that vein. So the presentation of the information in the classroom situation, of course, the design, we might say, of the classroom situation and the events that happen in the classroom, those are, of course, merely a vehicle for the presentation of the relevant historical and legal information. But we do want to say that the historical and legal information which is presented is 99% correct. It is the truth of what happened and the legal significance of those events. So, this is the way we have chosen to present this information. And at the end of the volume, of course, we'll have a summary of what all this means for the United States' defensive responsibility for Taiwan. Before the readers reach the final summary, we hope you can spend some time reading through these many chapters of historical narrative and learning the necessary principles which you will need. In other words, building up your own knowledge of the various parameters that you will need to actually understand what the situation in Taiwan truly is in the current era. And then after that, you can more properly evaluate the main focus or the main intent of writing this volume, which is to evaluate whether the United States does have a defensive responsibility toward Taiwan. Thank you.